Oh boy, am I in trouble. My daddy told me to take our big dog, Tiger, for his walk today. And he was being naughty, and he kept trying to sniff my butt. The dog, that is. Not my daddy. Daddy spanks my butt. It was the dog that was sniffing it. Anyway, I get embarrassed when walking Tiger, and he starts sniffing my butt. So I didn't walk him today. And Daddy was very fucking angry, and he told me he was going to spank my bare bottom. I hate that. Laying over Daddy's knee with no panties on and getting spanked, always getting my princess parts wet. Me and Daddy always call that part of me my princess area when we're being good. But when we get a bit dirty, Daddy likes me to say the rude fuck words. Then my princess part becomes my cunt, my gash, and a fuckhole for Daddy's big cock. Anyway, Daddy was angry, so he told me to get undressed and to get totally naked and to lay across his knee. Of course I didn't want to, but Daddy's the boss, and little girls must do what their daddy tells them. A couple of warm-up slaps had my bum cheeks looking pink, and my princess part was getting wet. Then a couple of hard slaps, and I started to wiggle. My bum hurt. But as I wiggled, I could feel Daddy's hard cock rubbing on my belly. I love it when Daddy gets hard. It usually means grown-up playtime. No more little girl princess bit. It's going to be dirty little sluts time who gets her cunt fucked by Daddy's really big cock. Then Daddy said, "Are you going to be a good girl in the future?" All the time rubbing my arse cheeks with his fingers. "Yes, Daddy," I said. "I'm sorry I was naughty. I'll do anything to make it right." Daddy moved his hand between my thighs and stroked the lips of my cunt. Fuck, I was wet before, but this made my snatch flood. Cunt juice was pouring out of my cunt, and Daddy finger fucked a massive cum from my twat. That was when I felt our dog, Tiger, sniffing around my cunt. I could feel his hot, panting breath on my wet cunt. I went to move away, but Daddy held me tight on his lap and said, "This is your punishment for not walking the dog, and it's also his reward." Daddy pushed my legs wide apart, and I felt the dog's tongue lapping up my cunt cream. I can't deny it. It felt great. My fuck box was soaking wet from Daddy finger-fucking it, and now Tiger's tongue eating me out. I might have to be naughty more often if this is a punishment. Then Daddy made me get on the floor on all fours and stick my cunt up in the air in the ready-to-get-fucked position. I like it when Daddy fucks me this way. But wait, that's not Daddy's cock poking my cunt hole. Oh no, it's a dog's prick. Oh, quick, Daddy. Tiger's trying to fuck me. And Daddy said, "He's going to do a lot more than try, baby girl." That's when his doggy meat slipped into my tight cunt and the dog started to plow my young gash. "Oh, Daddy, Tiger's fucking my cunt. Our dog is fucking me, Daddy. Daddy, Tiger's going to flood my fuck hole with doggy spunk. Daddy, will I get pregnant and have his puppies?" "No, of course not," Daddy said. "That can't happen. But how does it feel?" "It feels great, Daddy. He has a big doggy cock, and he's going to make me come. I want his dog spunk in my young cunt." That's when I noticed how big and hard Daddy's prick was. And in a flash, Daddy had his cock deep down my throat. I was being spit roasted by my daddy's big dick and our dog's meat in my gash. Track of the number of times I came because it seemed like one giant orgasm. It just kept going on and on and on. And Daddy was calling me a filthy dog fucker and a whore cock sucker, and that turned me on even more. I felt our dog's prick swell and grow bigger as he flooded my greedy fucking cunt with his dog spunk. I had dog come pouring out of my well-fuck snatched, along with cunt cream running down my thighs. Daddy then grabbed my hair, and he was fucking his big, long prick deep into my throat. He was fucking my face just like the dog had fucked my cunt. Then Daddy unloaded a big load of Daddy's spunk into my throat, and it went straight into my belly. Ow. Ow. And I sucked and drained his balls of all the jizz he had. Daddy's spunk tasted so good. After cleanup, we all went to bed, and as I was falling asleep, I felt sorry for Tiger. He was going to miss out on lots of walks if this is what happens when I don't walk him. I think I'll suggest to Daddy, maybe Tiger needs a playmate. We could have two male dogs. Also, next time Tiger misses out on his walk and Daddy punishes me, maybe him and Daddy could swap places, and I could suck our dog's prick, and so I'll swallow his cum, and Daddy could fuck my... fill my hungry cunt. I can't wait for tomorrow's punishment for not walking Tiger again.